Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. Yes, a football Friday in October, but we finally know what the ALCS matchup it's going to be. Last night, the Tampa Bay Rays gave it all they had against the Houston Astros, and they were down early, and that was it against Gerrit Cole. Five games. If you're a Yankee fan, you thank the Rays and saying you took them to the brink. You worked them a little bit. You got Verlander and Cole and another start when you didn't know if that was going to happen, and that's great. But now we are set up for the two Titans in the American League. And now, by the way, with the Dodgers out, the two Titans in Major League Baseball facing off in the ALCS starting tomorrow night in Houston, the Yankees and the Astros. And oh, by the way, the Giants last night on Thursday Night Football, for them in that spot, played really, really well. Got out of hand at the end, of course, with the fumble and two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But they played pretty well, especially that defense against the New England Patriots, who, of course, we know have been riddled with injuries. But you got to be proud of that. But here we are, Boomer. This is it. I mean, if I heard you say Game 7 in Houston once, I heard you say it 10 million times. And that's what I think we are headed for after seeing the result last night. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio. You better hope not. If you're a Yankee fan, you do not want a Game 7 in Houston, man. You just want to take care of Greinke in Game 1. That's the most important thing. And then the other most important thing is, who do they throw up there against the Houston Astros in Game 1? For me, I want a right-hander. And I know you do, too. And I would throw Tanaka, I think. It's got to either be Tanaka or Severino. With that right-handed hitting lineup in that building, I'm assuming James Paxton is going to have to pitch one of these first two games. But if not, then he's got to pitch Game 3. I'd much rather have him pitch Game 3 in Yankee Stadium than face all those right-handers down there in that environment.
Yeah, another thing you could look at, too, and by the way, Gerrit Cole again last night.
He was ridiculous.
I mean, he is on a roll. It just doesn't matter. I mean, you put him in the regular season, you put him in a Game 2, you put him in an elimination Game 5, it doesn't matter. And in this series, the guy's going to be great as well. Now, the Yankee lineup's much, much better than what Tampa threw at him, but this guy is just, he's on an all-world level right now. But you can also say, all right, so Gerrit Cole's going to pitch Game 3 at Yankee Stadium.
It looks like 3-7 for him, 2-6 for Verlander.
Right.
And if it gets that far.
Do you try to match up with him and go strength against strength, or is that even a part of the equation? These are all interesting things that Aaron Boone has to think about. But for me, I don't really even look that far ahead. I say I want to go and win Game 1 with Masahiro Tanaka on the mound despite his road splits and try to go after Greinke and have this lineup just beat up Greinke, and that's the way I want to go. That's what I would do. I would pitch Masahiro Tanaka in Game 1, even though he's so much better at Yankee Stadium. I would still do that because of the magnitude of this. And I also think that the Yankees are going to score some runs. So even if Tanaka gets touched up a little bit,
yeah,
I have faith in the lineup that they're going to end up touching up Greinke. But, I mean, this game was over in the first inning because you knew that Cole was going to come out and do what he did. And when the Astros, you know, put up four right away, it was just cruise control the rest of the game. And, you know, you think, all right, it's four. You know, then you get
I didn't think Glasnow was all that bad. Well, I actually thought he was good.
Well, he was after the first inning.
Yeah, no, but he was throwing strikes, and he was throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. They were just hitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just hitting the ball. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. And, you know, it was enough to get them going. And, of course, then they attack on the runs later on. But it just, I'm telling you, that place is a really difficult place to go in and win.
Well, with those pitchers especially.
Yeah, but it's the whole fan base. So it's like playing at Yankee Stadium. It's pretty, I don't want to say it's, you know, the Yankees are not going to be intimidated by anybody. But it is an environment that lends itself to like a lot of magical things for the home team to happen. That's why, you know, I just kept trying to think, game seven. I want game seven in Yankee Stadium. And if there were a team that, you know, and I'll be honest, if there were a team that should be able to overcome having to win a game seven on the road, it would be this team, especially now that everybody's back here. And I think, it sounds like they're going to add Hicks to the lineup, and it sounds like they're going to add CC to the lineup, meaning that Voit and Wade are out.
Yeah, probably.
That's what it sounds like. But this is the decisions that have to be made now by the Yankees because of who they're playing. It's really interesting. It's really interesting to see what they're going to try to do to go after Greinke in this first game. I think this is the game that they have to have.
Yeah,
this
I agree.
Game.
I 100% agree. You're rested up. You got all the emotion of a game five, and just a couple of days before with the Astros, they're throwing Greinke out there. This is, you got to steal this first one on the road.
It's not even a steal because they're going to have to win at least one game there. And then protect our home turf if they want to win it on the Yankee Stadium field. That's why I kept thinking like towards the end of the year how they were kind of playing, mixing and matching, and seeing who was doing what, and you know trying to save the arms and all that other stuff. And that may all come home to be true and to work out for the Yankees, but it also could come home to roost and hurt them by the fact that they have to play Game 7 if they do. In Houston, and hopefully it doesn't come to that. But if it does, it's going to be Garrett Cole, man. And you saw him last night, and that's the thing that I've been talking about for the last 3 months.
Yeah, no, it has been, and we were talking more about Verlander Game 7 in Houston, but it looks like it's going to be Cole
either
and
one
Cole
of those
still.
Two.
Either one of those two, but I mean Garrett Cole really has. You know, Verlander still may end up winning the Cy Young, but Garrett Cole's been better. He was better in this series. Now Verlander did pitch on short rest in one of these games, but hey, those guys look unbeatable right now, but so does the Yankee lineup. And this is where it's really going to be put to the test. All these baseball adages and all these things we have heard for many, many years, the good pitching beats the good hitting. Well, I don't know about this year. I don't know if that's still going to hold up when we've seen the home runs and the offense in 2019 that has broken records all over the place. And I'm still going to take that Yankee lineup in almost every instance. Now, these guys are great. But that doesn't mean that the Yankees can't get to them. High pitch count, couple of runs, get into the bullpen, get a good. I mean, they are beatable, and the Yankees are the team that is composed structured to be able to beat
Just
them.
Just remember, you got Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, and Gurriel right in the middle of that whole thing. And, you know, Altuve set a record for home runs hit by a second baseman, and man, he tomahawks one last night. That guy is an unbelievable baseball player.
Well, I mean, listen, they got an MVP in Altuve on the team. They got maybe a possible MVP in Bregman on the team. I mean, they're great. I mean,
yeah,
they got
two Cy Young caliber guys
in the rotation. They're a great team. They are.
But I'll tell you, it was amazing listening to Joe Girardi and PJ last night.
AJ Pierzynski.
AJ, talking about how they need to tack on runs because they're worried about what? I mean, they're up 4-1 and they're going to take Cole out of the game. Like, that was like a big thing for the ninth inning. I mean, if you can't count on your closer to get those outs and those guys who weren't wondering about that last night, tacking on runs, I mean, that just goes to show you where the Yankees do really have
advantage in the bullpen.
Exactly right.
Right, absolutely. I think even though the Astros lineup is great, I'm still going to take the Yankees lineup slightly, and I'm going to take the Yankees bullpen, and obviously I'll end up taking the Astros rotation, but I mean, this is why this is going to be a great series. It's because they're great in different areas, these teams, you know, and that's why you're going to get strength against strength a lot of the time. And it's going to be, I would be very, very surprised if this series did not. If the team swept another one or one in five, that would really shock me.
Were you watching last night? I don't know. I was watching. I was going back and forth between that and the football game, but you know, and then of course you had the Lightning and the Maple Leafs playing last night, too, so I was watching a little of that. But anyway, when I was watching last night, I was just thinking about how many strikes Cole was actually throwing, or were they swinging at bad pitches? Now last night they had that umpire that likes to call the high strike,
Jerry Mills.
Yeah, so they had that umpire in there, so that worked out good for Cole, and it worked obviously against the Rays as they couldn't catch up to the high fastball, and they kept talking about it last night. So I was kind of trying to imagine whether the Yankee savages that they are in the box and the way that they can lay off of these bad pitchers, how many of those pitches last night would they have laid off that would have been balls and put a little bit more pressure, you know, on Gerrit Cole, which never really ever happened.
Right, and another thing they kept bringing up, which was so true last night on the broadcast, there's no high anxiety innings for Cole. I mean, they weren't putting any guys on base.
Yeah,
you got
to
walk here, single there. Nothing was happening. So the Yankees, you know, that's not going to be the case. I mean, you would expect them to be able to work Gerrit Cole in a way where, you know, he is in the sixth inning feeling the pitch count, or he's in an inning where it's first and second and one out. He's going to have to pitch out of a jam. I mean, the Yankees are not going to get mowed down in that fashion by these guys. I mean, they're going to make them work a hell of a lot harder. So
his Gerrit Cole's ERA is a 0.57. In two games against the Rays. Now, obviously, we all know they don't have the lineup that the Yankees have and that they can throw out there. But, man, this is what we've been waiting for. I will say that even though I'm not a Yankee fan, I do sit here this morning and I wake up with a little anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, because if it would have been the Rays and you would have been going Saturday, I would have been happy for you. You would have been happy. You would have been all in. You're going to the game tomorrow and all that other stuff.
Right.
But what I do like about this is that it does start tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we're not waiting another, 3 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally, it's here, and we're going to get to see what's going to go on, and it's going to be here in our face right before we know it.
Yeah, and then when we come back on Monday, we'll have two games to digest and dissect as you go into a game three on Tuesday. If you come back, the goal is to come back 1-1, and the best shot you have of doing that is winning game one on Saturday. That really is the goal. And then at that point, you say, I know it's going to be very, very difficult because you got Cole game three, but the mentality for the Yankees will be if you win game one, you get back tied 1-1, win all the games at home, and you go to the World Series. That needs to be the mentality with the 2-3-2 format. It's asking a lot, but you know the Yankees at home, like the Astros at home, very, very, very difficult to beat. I still like the Yankees to win the series. If they're going to do it, though, I don't think that they can do it, and this is me jumping on your point that you've been riding for months. If it's game seven in Houston with Cole the way he's pitching on the mound, I don't think it's going to happen for him. I just don't. So I think that if they win the series, and we'll make some predictions on the series, it's got to be before game seven. And
wouldn't
I think that's possible.
Wouldn't it be something if it came to a game seven, they're in the top of the ninth inning, the Yankees are down by one, up steps Giancarlo Stanton.
You know it's going to happen 10 million times in the series.
And he hits a home run and wins the game and sends the Yankees to the World Series. That will be his moment of joy. That will be his moment of pride. And the Yankee fan would have something to cheer about and remember forever. It's a, it's a Bucky Dent-esque moment. It's a Scott Brosius-esque moment. It's a Aaron Boone-esque moment.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what... That's what Stanton needs now. He needs one of those moments.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson-esque moment.
He needs more than one. But
he needs some of these moments now.
Yeah.
This is all about. So when do you think the Yankees leave today? They're leaving around noon today?
No, you know what I thought is when it was 4-0 in the first inning, that's when they left.
Oh, really? Okay.
Once Gerrit Cole was going out there with a 4-0 lead in the top of the second inning, I said, all the analytics guys throw out paper shred the Rays prep and let's go. Enough of this stuff.
I would think that they're leaving sometime this morning because they'll want to get a workout in the dome out there, the Trop, right?
Yeah.
There's probably some media availability and all that other stuff going
right.
on, so we can hear them talk more about what we already know about, except for who the Yankees are starting, because we all are assuming that Granke's starting for the Astros.
Yeah, you'd think.
Right, and then we also need to know the makeup of the roster.
Yeah.
As to whether or not they're going to add Aaron Hicks and CC Sabathia to a 7-game series. And
yeah, I think those things are cosmetic. They're small. I think the biggest thing is, are we going to see the same lineup that we saw against the Twins? And are you going to have the same rotation or who's going to pitch where and when? I mean, those are the two big questions for me. And the fact that Britton and Chapman are healthy when there was a little bit of a scare there for both of those guys in game three against the Twins, that's another thing that's important. The tail end of the roster to me is cosmetic more than anything.
This is it. These are the games that matter the most. All the crap, all the stuff, everything that's been talked
about.
Everything that's been talked about all year long.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing matters now. This is what it is all about. This series right here.
Yep,
I know. This is where they say the metal meets the meat.
Yep. The rubber meets the road.
The metal meets the meat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that from like, you know, like a meat slicer? Is that where that comes from?
No, that comes from We Were Soldiers and Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
Playing Colonel Hal Moore.
Because I was thinking like with a meat slicer, that's where metal meets meat.
No.
You get like a half pound of turkey or something.
This is where guys make their money. This is where legends are made. This is where memories are born. This is it. This is what this series is all about. As a baseball fan, you can't ask for any more than what we got right here.
No, of course. And we've only been talking about it now since when? June? Right?
We've been talking about it since June,
maybe even May. Yankees Astros. It's going to be Yankees Astros. Yankees Astros. Well, guess what? It's Yankees Astros, and it starts tomorrow night. And we're going to give you a couple opportunities to go to Yankees Astros in the ALCS on Tuesday night, which is game three, the first home game. We're going to be giving away tickets in the 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. hours to game three of the ALCS this morning. So stay tuned for that. Also, Giants tickets against the Cardinals for the Turning Point contest. And of course, we'll talk plenty of Giants after their spirited performance last night against the New England Patriots. Ended up still not covering. It was a 21-point margin at the end of the thing, but still, they played pretty well for the situation that they were in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.